I'm Eileen Rivers, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, a fine bromance. The love fest between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz ended as soon as Trump said Canadian. Stephen Colbert tracks the relationship's fizzle as he analyzes the low blow that Cruz lobbed that clearly proves that he isn't Canadian after all. Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, and Saturday Night Live's Colin Jost in today's Punchlines.
Everybody's talking about the battle between Texas Senator Ted Cruz and official Trump brand Trump Donald Trump. These fellows used to have a very good relationship, but that is very over now.
It is official. The bromance between Republican presidential candidates Donald Trump and Senator Ted Cruz is over.
The bromance is over.
The bromance is absolutely over.
Yes, they had a sort of romance between bros, a bromance, if you will. But now it seems they're going through a bromance breakup, if you will. They have been on the rocks since Trump pointed out that Cruz, who was born in Alberta, might really be a Canadian. Then Cruz pointed out that Trump was born in New York and might really be an a-hole.
The Republican candidates held another debate in South Carolina, and it went on about a half an hour longer than expected. Which isn't bad, considering Trump's campaign has gone on half a year longer than expected. So, half hour's not bad.
Donald Trump defended his concerns about whether Ted Cruz, who was born in Canada to an American mother, is eligible to be president, saying, "There is a big question mark on your head. But there's also a big question mark on Trump's head if the wind hits him just right."
And Cruz, Trump was insulted. Cruz has refused to apologize, which I say proves he's not Canadian.
All the candidates had a lot to say, but they also had a very hard time saying it.
What has President Obama done to illustrate
that we're back in the game with Israel?
And just so if I could, because
let's think about, and I want to maybe
this president is more interested in funding, less interested in funding the military than he is in funding he's more interested in funding Planned Parenthood than he is in funding the military.
This president is doesn't like this president, and they fight, and they don't like each other. Aren't these the same guys who want English to be our official language? I mean, these are...
Now, I thought they both did well, but a lot of TV people say the Cruz won for a simple reason.
Cruz held his own, and he is a master debater.
Cruz is a master debater, let's just be honest, right? He, of course, is a master debater. This is something he's done for many, many years.
Yes, for many, many years. Ted Cruz, clearly a master debater. In fact, yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, at Princeton, he was famous for spending hours master debating furiously.
And Donald Trump tried bringing up polls that showed him winning, and the crowd actually started to boo. And Trump was like, "See, even ghosts love me. Lots of my supporters wear white sheets. Classy ghosts.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.